ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Text 76. Rajang samsmritya samsmritya Sangvadam imam adbhutam Keshavarjunayo punyam Rishyami cha muhur muhu Rajan O king samsmritya Remembering Sangsmritya, remembering. Sangvadam, message. Imam, this. Adbhutam, wonderful. Keshava, of Lord Krishna. So Keshava, he has long, black, fine, nice hair. Tinged with what color? Red. Right? We sang every day, twice a day. Hair tinged with red. Black tinged with red. That was in the Dhammadharashtaka prayer. Every day I was listening to that. Okay? So he has nice, fine hair, Keshava. Keshava means he controls Brahma and Shiva. He is the controller. And Keshava, he killed one horse demon sent by Kamsa named Keshi. Very good. Arjunayo. And Arjuna. Punyam. Pious. Krishyami. I am taking pleasure. Yes. So, because he's a devotee, Sanjaya, he enjoys Bhagavad Gita. It's not a chore. Like many people in any religion, when they have to go and listen and they go, oh boy, when is it going to be over? They're not enjoying it. But someone like Sanjaya, he's enjoying this. Cha, also, muhu, muhu, repeatedly. O king, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment. So unlike material things, you don't take pleasure moment after moment. It comes up, it goes down. And if you do the same, if you hear the same thing over and over, you get tired. You know, anything different? But something spiritual, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, you enjoy it all the time. All the time. Like Rama. Rama loves Bhagavad Gita, right, Rama? And she'll read Bhagavad Gita every day. I like Bhagavad Gita, I like Krishna book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I read these books every day. I've read these Krishna books so many times. But still, I take pleasure. Purport. The understanding of Bhagavad Gita is so transcendental that anyone who becomes conversant with the topics of Arjuna and Krishna becomes righteous, and he cannot forget such talks. This is the transcendental position of spiritual life. In other words, one who hears the Gita from the right source, directly from Krishna, attains full Krishna consciousness. The result of Krishna consciousness is that one becomes increasingly enlightened and he enjoys life with a thrill, not only for some time, but at every moment. Life with a thrill. But you have to come to that mode of goodness stage, free from sin, so that you can appreciate. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.